How did Laura Ingalls Wilder describe the winter of 1880-1881, when blizzard after blizzard pounded her settlement town of De Smet in what was then Dakota Territory? Let's take a listen.
The constant beating of the winds against the house, the roaring, shrieking, howling of the storm made it hard even to think. It was possible only to wait for the storm to stop. All the time while they ground wheat, twisted hay, kept the fire burning in the stove, and huddled over it to thaw their chapped, numb hands and their itching, burning, chilblained feet, and while they chewed and swallowed the coarse bread, they were all waiting until the storm stopped. It did not stop during the third day or the third night. In the fourth morning, it was still blowing fiercely. "No sign of let-up," Pa said when he came in from the stable. "This is the worst yet."
Anyone who's read the Wilder books has probably been thinking of the long winter as we slog our way through our own record-setting winter. And that includes National Weather Service meteorologist and climatologist Barbara Mays Bousted, who's an aficionado of historical weather events. Barbara, good to have you on Stateside.
Hi, thank you.
We love the post you wrote for your blog that was called Wilder Weather. Can you tell us about that weather of 1880 that Laura wrote about in the long winter? I know they weren't keeping good weather data then, but how does it compare to what we're going through?
You know, it was kind of hard to find records, but there are a few out there. And from every record that we can find in the region, it really was as bad as she said. It was cold. It was snowy almost continuously for a good stretch of the winter. And it really did start in October and end in April with very little respite in the middle for them.
And I remember, because I devoured those books over and over again as a child, that the Ingalls family moved from their homestead into town because Pa realized it was going to be a doozy of a winter. And you kind of see how as the winter got on and they were stuck inside and they're trying to grind the beans to make crummy coffee and twisting their hay to be able to have fuel and worried about getting food, people got kind of cranky and depressed. And I had to laugh when I realized that you recently had the winter extremity list, and Detroit topped the nation with the most miserable time of it for this miserable winter.
What Detroit did this winter, what they've done so far, is to top their own record, at least since 1950, of what we'd consider to be the most extreme winter in that time. They've had just a fierce amount of cold and a fierce amount of snow, and the combination has put them above their own records.
Yes, we know. We almost felt a little bit justified when we saw that list come out to go, yes, this has the most miserable, and we're the most miserable of anyone.
Well, I think they should feel justified there. It absolutely is the worst winter in most people's lifetime.
Well, you point out in your blog post that Laura Ingalls Wilder tended to use that expression 40 below a whole lot during her books, from Farmer Boy to The Long Winter to those happy golden years. Do you think was that poetic license, or did it really get that cold?
You know, I think 40 below has a nice ring to it. In the records that I've found, it's possible that they went to 40 below a couple of times. For the most part, when she said 40 below, it was really more like in the 20s to 30s below zero. But if you add a good plains wind on top of that, it certainly felt like 40 below, I'm sure.
You do tackle the question in your blog post, the Wilder Winter, WWLIWD, which stands for What Would Laura Ingalls Wilder Do? And, of course, knowing that we are sitting here in the Detroit area, having won the dubious honor of being number one on the most miserable winter list, can you share what you think Laura's top five ways of handling this winter would be?
Oh, sure, sure. You know, at this stage in the winter, I think they were just ready to get through and finish it. But
so are we.
I think we all are. At this point in the winter, I think a good top five is to keep your provisions handy when you've got a storm coming so that you don't have to go out in the cold and forage it. To keep your pets and livestock sheltered, and for most of us that's pets, but make sure they have a nice warm home. Laura brought the woodpile in the house in several of her stories, but we don't have to twist hay or do that for most of the time. Just make sure your heater is still working and make sure your carbon monoxide detectors have batteries and are checked.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have a good amount of clothing to help out, but some of us are less fortunate, so if you've got an extra set of mittens or an extra blanket or sweater, maybe consider donating those to a shelter. It's been a long, cold winter, and there are a lot of people in need still.
Good point.
And if you have to go outside, dress in layers, cover up the exposed areas. We're still getting these below zero readings from time to time, and hopefully we're about to the end of them. But, you know, don't forget that frostbite is frostbite. No matter how many below zero days we've had, it doesn't change the biology that causes frostbite.
True. And even if you don't get frostbite, you get those chilblains. Those aren't nice either. As we were all kind of going, what are chilblains? And we looked them up and we went, ew. So I know it's a pre-frostbite, but easy to get.
It's not friendly. And, you know, one other thing Laura said a couple times in her books is, you know, she'd bundle up and go out there on some of those cold days and just inhale deeply and, you know, don't let the cold scare you and don't let it frighten you. You know, go out there and embrace it a little bit. And especially at this time of year, you can embrace the fact that it is almost over. Even the long winter ended in April. So
that's true. Finally,
we have a light at the end of the tunnel.
Spring finally came, and the grass did get green again, even in 1881 in Dakota Territory. So we can take heart with that. And you're right. Let's not be wimps, because if you read Farmer Boy, we can all remember Almanzo went out and went sledding on one of those 40 below days, too, didn't he?
He sure did. They went sleigh riding, too, when they were in DeSmet.
We will take heart and keep in mind WWLIWD, what would Laura Ingalls Wilder do? And we've been talking with National Weather Service meteorologist and climatologist Barbara Mays Bosted. Barbara, thank you so much. It's been really fun to talk to you.
Thank you. It's great to talk.